You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Drew Lerner now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks, Drew, for being with us. Little rainfall across the Corn Belt. Can you tell me your assessment of what's happened and what our expectations might be?
Well, you couldn't ask for a better deal over the past several days, almost a week, I guess, now. And adding on what's going to be coming up over this next week, most of the Corn Belt's problem areas are being healed up rather nicely. Of course, the big soakings last weekend from Kansas into southern Illinois and parts of southern Indiana and southern Ohio into Kentucky, that was definitely a godsend. And I think we are also seeing some benefit taking place here in the last couple of days across some areas in Minnesota and eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois. But the best news is the driest areas left in the Corn Belt are in South Dakota, Michigan, southeastern Iowa, and the Delta, and all of those areas will get rain by the time we get to the weekend, and maybe a little follow-up moisture early next week. That puts almost the entire corn and soybean production area in a fairly good light of moisture, and I think we'll probably stay there for just a little while. We do think that maybe a ridge of high pressure will begin building back into the plains and western Corn Belt as we get out towards mid-month, and it will stay with us more frequently as we move through the balance of July and into early August. So the bottom line is that we will probably fall back into a little more typical summertime weather where we dry out a bit, but boy, this week's weather is so very important, and obviously the market thinks so too.
As you look forward, we're getting to that point where we'll be in the midst of pollination for corn. That should take place pretty shortly, maybe beginning as early widespread, that is the 10th and running through about the 18th for the bulk of the Corn Belt. Temperatures need to stay below about 93 degrees for the NIC to take place really well. What do you think?
I think we'll do pretty darn good. We'll be mostly running in the upper 70s and 80s across the eastern Midwest. The western areas during that time period will be in the middle 80s through the middle 90s, and there will be some upper 90s out there on the west side of the Missouri River. But I think for the most part, the heart of the Midwest will avoid those more threatening temperature levels.
And then let's take a little look around the rest of the planet. What places of interest do you know about?
Well, certainly China stands out right now. China got hit with anywhere from around 8 to around 21 inches of rain in this past 7 days, with much of that occurring from Friday through Monday. This was in their Yangtze River Basin area in the central portions of China, and some really serious flooding going on, as you might imagine, because it covers several of the provinces there, and we've heard all kinds of reports about crop damage. We'll hear more about it as we move forward in time. Outside of that, we continue to watch India. India's having kind of an erratic summer monsoon so far. It's like the third year in a row. A lot of concern there about some of the rainfall maybe not helping crops as much as they need to, and we'll continue to watch that real closely as we go forward through the balance of this month.
Okay, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on the Closing Market Report each and every Wednesday afternoon. You can always listen again online at WILLAG.org.